Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Vinny Tortorich has been talking about his documentary, Fat, a documentary, for, well, at least a year, and it's finally available, and the story of it is amazing, just the amount of work that he's done, him and Peter Pardini and the other folks that he interviewed, and I got to watch it today, and I watched it on the treadmill, which, you know, amazing to watch a health podcast while trying to make myself healthier. On a treadmill, and honestly, it's amazing what Vinny has done with this documentary. He had a real filmmaker, and it feels like a film, and it really is a film. It's a documentary about the history of the dietary guidelines, how we all got fat, and a little bit of what you can do to address it. And for me, a lot of it validates a lot of the stuff that I've learned through him and through other people over the last 2 years to drop, well, 120 pounds and improve my health going from being type 2 diabetic to almost not type 2 diabetic. I'm just gonna wait for my next A1C test and go to the doctor and make sure that I'm normal despite not taking medication now. You got to watch this documentary. It came out on July 30th, and it's on a number of platforms. I'll link a couple to them in the show notes, but it shows you, yeah, how the current dietary guidelines came to be, some of the forces in play, and how it all how it all got to the point that it's at now. Clearly, there's an issue with the dietary guidelines. I mean, I don't think that you can say that everybody didn't follow the dietary guidelines, because people that are following the dietary guidelines are getting fat and sick, and the amount of obesity and type 2 diabetes and all these things have really just gone up substantially in the last couple of decades. And, you know, I don't think that's people ignoring the dietary guidelines. I just think the guidelines are wrong. And if you go back to what we were doing, 100 years ago or more, really, just in terms of diet or whatever, and you'll be so much better. This show, it talks about the science. It shows you the science that's behind, the dropping sugars and grains from your diet, and there is science. Whereas the current dietary guidelines, it's really hard to find good science. That there is some science there, and in fact, there's the talk about the McGovern Committee and how it was originally designed to figure out why people were starving in the United States, and then it became, then over time it morphed into this thing where people were, they're trying to figure out what the diet for Americans should be, and and there's a scene in the movie where this is like Senate testimony from the 1970s, and there's a senator saying, hey, we really need to find out more information about this before we make announcements to the American public, and George McGovern basically says, yeah, we really can't wait, right? I mean, this is an epidemic, we need to do something about it, and all that's happened since then is that it's gotten worse, right? I mean, we've all gotten sicker and more diabetic, and there's more crap in the food system, and those of us who are trying to find a solution and be healthier and be happier, have done that really despite what the standard dietary guidelines and what most people are saying that you should do, and honestly, watch this movie. I mean, I don't know how else to say it other than watch this movie. It's worth your, it's worth $13 to buy it, or, a few dollars to rent it on different platforms. And my guess is it'll be on many platforms, other platforms as well. It's Vinny's goal with this movie was always to try and get it to as many people as possible, you know, get the widest distribution. But, you know, there's money that, you know, it takes money to produce the movie. It takes money to distribute the movie. And so, there's going to be some cost to it, and it'll probably show up on Netflix at a certain point. But this movie's really important to see, and just to understand where, if we follow the current guidelines to their logical conclusion. I mean, there's a couple scenes in the movie that, you know, I kind of knew what they were going to be, but it's still shocking and surprising to see those scenes, right? That, you know, type 2 diabetes has a logical conclusion that's not pretty. And, you really need to, this is a movie that, and I'd say it's not even that preachy either. It just puts the facts out there. And there is a little bit at the end where it talks about, okay, dropping sugars and grains, but, how did we get to the point where we're at? And, you know, what's the evidence for the current guidelines? What's the current, you know, what's the evidence for doing, you know, I don't know, something different, right? And there's, so you really need to watch this movie. And I don't really know how else to say it other than it's worth it. And I'm doing my, you know, my small part to promote it. And, you know, I really hope that, that this movie, and there's others that are like it, I think, that are coming out, that we need movies like this to change the paradigm and get people thinking a different way than the standard guidelines. I hope this is a paradigm shift, but so watch Fat, a documentary on your streaming platform of choice, or buy it on Amazon. They've got DVDs and Blu-rays to watch it as well. So lots of ways to see this movie. You need to see it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.